This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember last month we spoke about laxatives and how some individuals using the less natural osmotic laxatives, a study had found a higher risk of dementia. And we had spoken about choosing more natural options, such as Seneca or Senna. Well, joining us next is Dr. Nicole Avina, Associate Professor of Neuroscience at Mount Sinai Medical School and author of What to Eat When You're Pregnant, to talk to us about Senna and what we know about its anti-inflammatory as well as immunity-enhancing effects against COVID. Dr. Avina, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Wow, it is amazing that I think we really underutilize a lot of what we naturally have, and thank you for coming on to talk to us about it. So discuss what Senna is and what some of the latest research is showing.
Well, I think you're very, very right in that we often do forget about, you know, the more natural alternatives that we have out there, especially when it comes to preventing us from getting ill and just generally taking care of ourselves. And Senna is a really good example. So Senna is essentially an herb, and it grows in various different parts of North America, different parts of Africa and India. And for centuries, the leaves and the fruit have been used as a remedy for constipation. And it's been very well studied in the research. There's been some multiple randomized controlled trials, and it's been shown that it's superior to, or at least as effective as, those more harsh chemical laxatives. And when it comes to COVID and to other diseases, there was actually a really recent study that came out just in January that showed that Senna has a wide range of immunity-enhancing bioactive components like antioxidants and vitamins, and these can help to be effective against things like COVID-19 and other diseases.
It's true. The NIH had a fantastic report on that, and it shows that we concentrate so much on so many pharmaceuticals out there that we don't understand that there's a lot that we could use, that there's a lot that we have already, you know, in our medicine bag. So, to implement Senna into our diet, because this isn't something that should be I think I'm constipated now, let me go to it, or I think I have immune issues. This is something that should be considered a part of our routine. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think it is important to consider it as a part of your general health and wellness routine. And, you know, we have to keep in mind that there are health benefits associated with Senna, like the nutritional components of Senna, having those antioxidants and phytochemicals and other vitamins and minerals that are going to be very valuable to supporting our immune system health. And so, you know, there's lots of different components in the Senna itself that can have not only those effects of helping our GI system and making sure that things are operating correctly in that department, but also in helping us with other types of infections and pathogens that we might come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. And I think we do have a constipation problem. People will say, Dr. Dahlia, I drink prune juice and it's not working. And I go, well, the problem is you're drinking prune juice. Prune juice has a lot of chemicals and preservatives in it, and you might not be getting what you think naturally from that. How does it work? How can people? What sort of products would you recommend that they use?
Yeah, you're so right. And about the prune juice, I'm a big advocate for people avoiding the juices because those juices have a lot of sugar in them, and the sugar is just awful for our health in general, especially especially our GI health. And so what I often recommend is a product called Prunelax, and this contains not only prune extracts but also senna. And this is a great alternative to those chemical laxatives because it's going to have less side effects, less of those negative side effects. It's going to be gentler on our body. So that's a really great way where people can incorporate it into their daily routine and be able to get the advantages of senna throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And also, it comes in different forms. You know, like now I know everybody loves gummies, you know, getting their vitamins, gummies or tea. How can people get it into their diet? How can people get senna into their diet?
Yeah, so Mega Labs makes Prunelax, and it comes in a variety of different forms. And so there's teas, jams, gummies is another one that you talked about and just mentioned. And they're great for all people. They're safe for children. They come in liquid forms as well. And this is just one of the ways in which you can, you know, get senna into your diet through a variety of different ways, because not everybody likes to take it in the same way. Some people like to use a tea. Some people, you know, want to have the gummy. And so there's a variety of different options out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, during the COVID pandemic, that's when people play catch up, saying, well, I'm going to bone up on my vitamin D now, or I'm going to bone up on my antioxidants now. This is the time to do it. You know, while we're coming into summer, while we're getting ready for the fall and the colds that could bring, you know, this is the time to start getting it, you know, into your system. And so we appreciate you spreading the word. In the last minute, Dr. Ravina, what else would you like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I think that any step you can take toward improving your health is the best step that you can take. It's always good to be proactive about these things. And if you want to find Prunelax, you can find them at CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, also at Walmart, and at Amazon.com, of course.
Fantastic. And how can people find out more information about you?
Yeah, if you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to my website, which is Dr. Nicole Avina. And I'm also on social media at Dr. Nicole Avina.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate everything you do. You can't wait to read your book, and I'm grateful and can't wait to have you back on.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
Take care, Dr. Avina. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm telling you right now, do not wait till you're constipated. Do not wait till you're sick to then take your vitamin C. These are things you need to think about pre-problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm fascinated by this. I am just fascinated. Looking at these polls, which I really don't put a lot of weight into. How many times have we heard an election was going to be a landslide and then it was close, or somebody was leading in the polls and then they ended up losing? But when you do have a lead that begins to expand, you can use that to kind of take the temperature or the pulse of what people are thinking. And former President Trump has now expanded his lead among a hypothetical 2024 Republican primary field, holding now a 41-point advantage over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis hasn't even thrown his name in the ring yet. But still, Trump is the frontrunner. According to The Hill, a morning consult survey released yesterday found Trump in the lead, or today actually, with 60% of potential Republican primary voters, followed by DeSantis with 19%. Former Vice President Mike Pence and conservative entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy follow next, getting about 5% of the voters. Ramaswamy has officially entered the race, but Pence hasn't yet. Nikki Haley was the first to enter the race. She has 3%. And Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney has 2%. Now, this is among Republicans. Keep in mind, once I found out that people will switch their political party so they could vote in the primary and vote for the least electable, and then switch back so they could vote who they want to, you know, for their party. Although at that point, it doesn't matter. It's just changing your political party so you could vote in the primary, it doesn't matter. Wherever you put your vote, you put your vote. But, for example, you know, we predict that Liz Cheney may actually poll higher because there's going to be individuals saying, oh, yeah, the Republicans will never vote for her, so let's use her to take some... If we could get her to win, she'll never win, and then our guy will win. But Nikki Haley, female. Yeah, Nikki Haley has a lot to offer. She was a South Carolina governor. Not ranking as high. Why is that? Well, Trump has a following. And it, apparently, the worse things get in America, the more people want Trump. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has recently entered the House race. He's at about 1%. But DeSantis would probably be Trump's biggest contender, biggest competitor. And even though the polls show that Trump has a huge lead over DeSantis, DeSantis could narrow that lead. But it's interesting because I'll talk to people. I'll ask them, why are you supporting Biden? And the number one reason people support Biden is because he's not Trump. Is it because you love Biden? Is it because you think he's cool? You think he's funny? You think his policies are great? No. The number one reason people are voting for Biden is he's not Trump. Okay? The number one reason why people are maybe not voting for Nikki Haley or DeSantis on the Republican side is they're not Trump. They're not Trump is what is driving the Republicans to vote for Trump and the Democrats to not vote for Trump. It's amazing how elections are based on one person. I have a problem with that. I think elections should be based on the issues. The elections should be who is going to be the best person to convey and to get what needs to get done. But it's all focused on the person. Now, if you love Trump's policies, then he's the guy to go with. And if you love the idea of the border wall, if you want the economy to get back on track, if you want foreign policy, foreign leaders to poop themselves, if they find out that somebody within their country messed with an American because Trump's going to bring the rain, you're going to want Trump. But if you don't like him, then you're going to vote for whoever is it. And that's sort of... I don't care who I vote for as long as it's not Trump. I think got us into this, the trouble that we're in right now. President Biden, and not to make fun of him and not to be disrespectful, but President Biden was not, I believe, the ideal choice for president. Doesn't have the stamina, doesn't garner the respect from foreign leaders, and he just went by, I'm going to reverse whatever Trump did. Well, reversing whatever Trump did, Trump wanted to bring insulin prices down to $35. He reversed that. Now he implemented it, and he got the credit. But you got to be careful where it's, you know what, I'm just going to throw my hands up in the air. I'm just, you know, whatever the other person did, I'm going to stop. I'm going to just do the opposite of. America cannot run on whim. America cannot run on emotion. If we are going to operate and operate well, then we have to run this country like we would run a well-run business. We might have to run this country like we run the military. We might have to put some thought, some sense, some science behind it. How they managed COVID was all emotion. was all, and mind you, Trump got himself into a little trouble with this also. You know, even though he was trying not to cause panic, and I get that, and I appreciate that, some of what he said got misinterpreted as he didn't feel COVID was that serious. I thought a lot of the public health officials starting to take advantage should have been called out, and which he did. But to say COVID, you know, isn't as dangerous as that was wrong. We had to be very scientific about it. We had to be very logical about it. And we had to appreciate the fact that this might not be a Republican or a Democratic issue. Our border should not be a Republican or a Democratic issue. Our border should be an American issue. Whenever you go out of the country, there's a lot of hoops you need to go through. To get into that country, make sure you're doing everything by the book, paying whatever taxes they want you to pay in case you get sick in their property or in their country, and then be able to leave. With America right now, it seems like it's just loose. And these border agents are busting their butts. They're exhausted. I think one had recently committed suicide. What are we doing? This isn't Republican or Democrat. I get Trump owns the idea of the wall. And I have to admit, it's a good idea. Not because we want to be rude, but if Border Patrol needs it and is asking for it, and they are the people who are working, the men and women working on that front line, we give them what they need. If our military is asking for shields, if our military is asking for drones, if our military is asking for more help, you give that to them. It's not Republican, it's Democrat, it's they know what's going on. If your medical providers are asking for more ventilators, if they're asking for a vaccine, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's because that's what they need. If you run a business, you have to meet with the department heads. What do the departments need? What are they wasting money on? Where can we put resources? How do we make all departments successful? And right now we have some departments that are not very successful. We have a lot of departments that are not very successful. And we're struggling. The military is asking for help in recruiting. Why? Because somebody in the White House decided to say, look, we're going to be giving you free college eventually. Well, how do you think the military recruited? They promised people college. Once somebody heard, well, we're going to get college anyway, and college doesn't really seem to matter these days because AI is going to take over, and we can't find jobs, and we actually make more money on the government dime than having a job, why are they going to risk their life to protect America? DeSantis versus Trump, it's going to be very interesting. Now, I think DeSantis has a lot he has a long political career ahead of him. And I think with his successes in terms of the Florida economy and what he's doing in Florida, he could definitely ride that to the presidential primary. Not sure if it's going to be enough to beat Trump. Because much of the of what people want in terms of the GOP side, both DeSantis and Trump can offer. And since they've already seen what Trump can do, going to be hard for DeSantis to say, look, you know, I'm without the drama. That's nice. A lot of people don't want drama, but some people think DeSantis is drama of his own. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by the poll. But it is intriguing, and it's a shame because I don't think individuals like Nikki Haley and others even have a chance because we have such powerful people on the, you know, in the front runners. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. What is Plan B if President Biden and congressional leaders can't agree on a debt ceiling and budget cut deal?
Well, there is no Plan B. Our plan is for Congress to act.
Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, on CNN. The president and the top four congressional leaders meet today at the White House as the clock continues to tick to when the federal government runs out of money. President Biden will be the first U.S. president to visit the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea. He'll do it later this month. Should birth control pills be available without a prescription? The FDA has tasked a panel of outside experts to consider it, and Irish drug makers asking for permission. The government task force says women should start checking for breast cancer at age 40. The old recommendation was to start at 50. The U.S. Preventative Task Force says that's because of higher rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have been very, very frustrated with where we went with breast cancer screenings. And the reason why is seeing at least 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, I thought we would be more aggressive with breast cancer screening. But with Obamacare and our needs to figure out how to socialize our medicine, we changed some of these screenings and lengthened them to getting yearly mammograms at age 50. Now, prior to all this, what I used to do was how I was taught to get a baseline mammogram at age 35. We don't do that anymore. But I understand why they had many physicians had done that. You would get a baseline mammogram at age 35, and then you would start getting them every 2 years at age 40, or every year at age 40, depending on your risk. And then you could compare it to that mammogram from age 35. Because when we pick up breast cancer, sometimes it's obvious and you see the mass. But sometimes you're like, let me compare it to last time. And when you compare it to last time and you see an area that's different, it catches your eye. And so having baselines, I thought, were fantastic. And then by the time you were in your 50s, we had mammograms in your 40s to compare it to. We stopped a lot of mammograms at age 40 with Obamacare. As United Services Preventive Task Force raised it, the annual screening to age 50. Well, now, and hallelujah, praise the Lord, the USPS, PSTF have released new guidance advising women should receive annual breast cancer screenings at age 40. Thank you. All women, they say, are now encouraged to get screened for breast cancer every other year starting at age 40, thanks to new and more inclusive signs about breast cancer in people younger than 50 that have enabled the task force to expand its prior recommendation. They gave this a grade B, meaning the task force believes with high certainty this guidance has a moderate to substantial net benefit. This guidance is an update on the USPSTF's final recommendation in 2016 that advised women to make individual decisions in their 40s on when to get screened. The recommendation applies to all women and individuals assigned female at birth who have an average risk of breast cancer, which includes those with a family history of breast cancer and, let's say, dense breasts. The guidance does not apply to those who actually have had breast cancer or are at very high risk due to BRCA2 gene or BRCA gene mutations, if you've had high-dose radiation to your chest at a young age, if you've had previous biopsies, you're going to probably get mammograms sooner. But USPSTF former chair Carol Mangione said new and more inclusive evidence about breast cancer in people younger than 50 has enabled us to expand our prior recommendation and encourage all women get screened every other year starting at age 40. Well, thank you. And this is what we used to do. Now, they aren't really bringing up the baseline at age 35, and that's okay. But at least the every other year at age 40 is something that I had done ever since the 90s. Why? Because women, a lot of women who got aggressive breast cancer would have it in their 40s. But why are we waiting until they're 50? Especially black women. Interestingly, in their announcement, the panel noted that black women often get deadly cancers at younger ages and are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer than white women. That's what we've been saying. It's 2023 and finally? Again, I don't want to sit here and criticize, but nobody flippin' listens. The organization said timely and effective treatment for breast cancer has the potential to save more lives for people experiencing disparities related to racism, lack of access to care in rural communities, low income, and other factors. So why these guidelines are so important is if you want your health insurance to cover it, remember, with Obamacare, they have to cover the essential screens. But if the essential screens, if you don't qualify by age, it's not going to pay for it. So if the essential screens are basically dictated by the USPSTF, United States Preventive Services Task Force. So if they say no colonoscopies till age 50, you're not going to get your colonoscopy then till age, your freebie one, till age 50. If you want to get it sooner, then you would have to pay yourself. So that happened to me, my plan, where I was, I think I was 49 and a half, so I went to get my colonoscopy. They said, no, wait till you're 50. Or they said, you're going to have to pay out of pocket. It was thousands of dollars. But if you wait till you're 50, then it'll be covered by Obamacare and or the ACA. And I'm like, but remember, I'm higher risk. Doesn't matter, because the screen will be covered by the ACA. Diagnostic won't be. Now, keep in mind, all right, that's something you need to be aware of. The average mammogram that is covered by Obamacare is a screen. The average woman is not getting the screening one. your doctor is going to order a diagnostic. And they're also going to order a breast ultrasound to help find lesions that could be obscured by dense breasts. Those would not be covered by Obamacare. And when you ask for just a screening mammogram, depending on your risk factors, it might not be enough. Now, look, I'll take whatever. But it's fascinating because we had to have some changes to our health care where they started to cover physicals. I couldn't stand when insurance said, sorry, we don't cover physicals. We only cover what's wrong with them. Well, no, if I wanted somebody to have a physical, but they had something wrong with them, like, well, they did have high blood pressure or whatever, then I couldn't call it a physical. I had to say, well, they're having high blood pressure, so I'm checking their heart and lungs for their high blood pressure. It was ridiculous. Otherwise, patients would be getting big bills. So once you, though, told, and same thing with pre-existing conditions, I couldn't stand the fact that insurance would not pay for a child's inhaler. Well, they had pre-existing asthma, so why am I going to pay for it? I might cover the kid's inhaler for crying out flipping loud. So those changes had to be done. But what happens when you tell an insurance company they have to cover something? They're going to cover it, but they are going to be to the letter of the law. So a screening test, right, will not cover what you think it will. If you have dense breasts, you're going to be paying something out of pocket, either for the ultrasound or the diagnostic mammogram. If you have a polyp found on your colonoscopy, your quote-unquote screening colonoscopy, and they have to biopsy that polyp and take it out, you're getting charged. And don't avoid getting that polyp removed. Get that polyp removed. But remember, all the insurance had to pay for was the screening colonoscopy. They didn't have to pay for all the biopsies and cauteries and follow-up. They just had to cover the screen. So there's blood work. People are like, oh, that's fantastic. Now I got my insurance. They're going to cover. I want my testosterone checked. I want to know where my hormones are. I want my whatever is covered is going to be bare bones. Maybe your cholesterol, maybe your blood sugar. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get to know if you have low T or not. That's not considered. The U.S. Services Preventative Task Force doesn't say to run routine testosterone checks. It's not going to get paid. So that's how it works. So we need the USPSTF to lower their guidelines and loosen their guidelines up in order to get health insurance companies to pay for it. Now, does that mean all our rates are going to go up? Probably. But I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people being diagnosed with breast cancer at age 48 because they were told, sorry, you got to wait till you're 50. Ridiculous. And many individuals don't know they're at risk. 90% of people with breast cancer don't have it in the family. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800
and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you. We know some of you have called in. Unfortunately, I've been having some computer issues on my end, but we will take your calls if you call back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there has been some discussion on beta blockers, and many of you have been prescribed beta blockers for your blood pressure, for your heart. And this is interesting. Some research coming out of Sweden says that beta blockers could be doing heart attack patients more harm than good. Now, this is something that will really be going against the grain of decades of research and decades of use. When we would put somebody on a beta blocker to slow down the heart and cause there to be less work. But this study is saying that they don't improve survival chances. Now, here's the thing, all right? we still need more studies. But corresponding author Dr. Gaurav Batra of Uppsala University, Sweden, said in this large nationwide cohort study, long-term beta blocker therapy beyond the first year of heart attack was not associated with lower risk of cardiovascular outcomes in patients without heart failure. So beta blockers have been used routinely. Even if you're having a heart attack, we might give it to lower that load and that work on the heart while it's struggling. We are still going to use them. But in terms of keeping people on them, they are now, they might be falling out of favor. Now, how do they work? Well, they slow down the heart. They also relax the arteries and veins to improve blood flow. They'll prevent or slow down a racing heart, slow down the workload. And they also block adrenaline. They're beta blockers. And so the effects of adrenaline. They can cause dizziness, can cause fatigue. And we also use them for people with heart failure. Heart failure can come after a heart attack, where the heart doesn't pump well. And I know heart failure makes it sound like it failed, so it's dead. Heart failure means the pump is not working well. And so you could call it cardiac insufficiency, but we still call it heart failure. And that can happen after a heart attack. So the muscle of the heart becomes damaged. The ability to pump blood around the body is lowered. And researchers found that people who suffered a heart attack but did not have heart failure, beta blockers made no difference. Now, if somebody had heart failure, it still would help. But using a beta blocker after your heart attack didn't seem to do much. Now, does that mean to stop it? No. Talk to your doctor. All right? I get that this is one study. And when it comes to your heart, you don't want to mess around. We have, I don't know how many studies saying to be on these medications. But what it does mean is there might be some things that have to be revisited. And maybe it's because our heart attacks are different. Our heart attacks that we're having now might be different than the heart attacks from 10, 20, 30 years ago. Now, somebody could say, well, what does that mean? Well, some of the heart attacks that we might have gotten in the olden days were more genetic heart attacks. We didn't eat a lot of crappy food. Yeah, we did fried food and all that, but I mean, we didn't have all the processed foods like we did. So when somebody dropped dead of a heart attack, it usually was in their 40s or 50s. They were younger. It was probably more genetic. Also, many people smoked. That caused a different type of arteriosclerosis than sugar does or cholesterol can. It's a different type of plaquing, different type of inflammation. So one thing we have to realize when we do medicine and we move forward with our medical protocols is our bodies are changing. And our society is changing, and our diet is changing, and our activities are changing. So, for example, if somebody has arthritis in their back, years ago, they might have had arthritis in their back because they had to walk miles to work. And if they didn't have enough shock absorption, that caused a lot of forces on their spine. Or workplace injuries, or riding a horse. They might have had back issues because they had to ride horses. Our back arthritis might be contributed to us sitting 4 hours and hours at home. That's different. Okay, in the 40s and 50s, you didn't sit for hours. So if our arthritis is different, our treatments might have to be different. And the way we approach it. So it's something that I think doctors and scientists need to understand. Same thing with atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm that can happen when you have damaged heart muscle, genetics, high thyroid, a variety of things. Well, now we're noticing that some kids are getting atrial fibrillation because they are they're drinking energy drinks. They're vaping. They're adding extra stimulants. You know, in the olden days, you had coffee, and it took you a while to drink that coffee. We've changed that now. Now you could get your caffeine in one gulp. You could get the amount of caffeine from one cup of coffee instantaneously with one gulp of a Red Bull. That's different. That's going to be a different sort of pathology on the heart. Or headaches. A lot of you guys are suffering from headaches. Are you having headaches because of stress? Are you having headaches because of previous car accidents? Are you having headaches because you're staring at a computer? Are you having headaches because of your pillow? I understand there's a lot of pillows out there for sale. Are those pillows what you need for your neck? Based on your arthritis, based on your positioning? Same thing with heartburn. Now, we have such a pandemic of heartburn. I can't believe how many people are taking antacids on a regular basis. Is it because everybody wants to add Tabasco sauce and spice up their food and are eating poppers and jalapenos and things like that? Is it because we're eating fatty foods? Is it because we're misdiagnosing a gallbladder issue? Is it because the amount of meal is so large that our lower esophageal sphincter is insufficient? It's getting widened. It's staying open when it should be closing up. And acid's coming up. I mean, I remember when the quarter pounder came out, we were like, whoa, the quarter pounder is huge. That is a big burger. Now the average person eats a quarter pounder and sometimes gets two. Our meal sizes have grown. That's not cool. We're not supposed to be eating. A quarter pounder is double what we're supposed to consume in terms of a hamburger, if you're even supposed to consume that at all. Yet we do it. Slices of chocolate cake. I remember when I was little, you would get a little baby square. It would almost be like maybe twice the size of a piece of fudge. That would be your piece of chocolate cake. Now I see what restaurants serve. They're huge. They're a big, huge wedge. Something that could probably keep the gym door open. What we're eating, it's too much. Drinking alcohol, man. The glass of wine, a goblet of wine, used to be tiny. And I've seen the goblets. I was looking for a friend. I was looking for wine glasses. I didn't realize how big you could get them. Some of these wine glasses will take a half a bottle of wine in them. Why are we... For what purpose? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.